This is a dictation for patient Edward Harrell, EDWARD HARRILL. Date of birth is 8/3/1973. Date of service 2/17/2022. Date of accident 12/29/2021. History of presenting illness. Mr. Edward Harrell was initially seen on January 17, 2022, for an automobile accident that he suffered earlier. Now he's coming for a follow-up visit. The patient reports all his symptoms are emanating from an accident where he was hit by a garbage truck, which was trying to go through a red light, and it was trying to make a left turn on a red light. And due to the impact, he has headaches with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, some vomiting, along with vertigo. In addition, patient starts suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back, and occasional radiation to the front of the thighs bilaterally in L3-4-5 nerve distribution. In addition, patient reports that his first and second finger on the left and all the five fingers on the right are numb. The right knee is also quite painful. Currently, patient reports that his pain in the neck is 8, lower back is 9. Occasionally, he feels some pain in the shoulder, but he is able to lift his arm up to 180 degrees without pain. There is some radiation of pain to the right upper arm and right front of the thigh most of the time at this time. But there is some additional pain in the right wrist. He points out to the scaphoid bone in the base of the thumb. The pain level remains around 10. And the patient reports no relief at all in pain. In the ADL, patient reports that general activity is affected 10. The walking ability is affected 9. Mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, he is suffering from headaches, is denying any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. He denies any difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium at this time. And there is no lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. He denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, as well as neck stiffness and lower back stiffness. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine or bowel, no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports his pain is worsening, and he has no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other new trauma. The patient reports his pain medication has not been given due to his absence of ID. Substance abuse, patient reports no substance abuse, and he reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 142/105. Pulse is 98. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 1/17/2020, dictation number 0130-013 for this gentleman. It will involve the general review, musculoskeleton exam, and extremities examination only. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care. He has no pain in the shoulders, foot, and ankle, and the knees are now completely okay also, according to him. And the only pain is major is the neck and the lower back, and some pain in the left wrist. And no X-ray was ever ordered. The patient reports that he has now ID, and and the patient is continuing on physical therapy, and an x-ray of the left wrist was ordered to identify fracture of the scaphoid. Ace bandage 3 inches was ordered for this patient, and the patient will continue on pain medication, Norco 5 milligram 325 grade, color for 7 days, 14 tablets. He will remain disabled for housework, work, and transportation help. His basic medication is naproxen, Elavil, Skelexin, and Lidocaine gel. It will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.